It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An unusual school year is coming to an end, and a group of students is celebrating an unusual accomplishment. CPR health reporter John Daly explains their efforts do a big change in the consent forms used in school-based clinics.
18 DPS schools have health clinics run along with Denver Health. For years, they've relied on the same consent forms, but Manuel High School teacher Whitney Weathers and her writing class discovered problems, from unintelligible language to minuscule print, and they pushed for changes.
Being able to read documents that drive our lives is a right and shouldn't be a privilege. And right now, it's still very much so a privilege.
Denver Health agreed on many suggestions and changed the forms used by some 12,000 students at the clinics. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver has new rules about utensils and condiments for takeout. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The city council approved a bill requiring restaurants to provide things like plastic utensils and ketchup packages only when people request them. The bill will require third-party food delivery vendors like Grubhub or Postmates to do the same. The bill was in response to a sharp rise in people ordering food for delivery and pickup during the pandemic. Lawmakers hope the bill will keep single-use plastics out of landfills. A survey from the Colorado Restaurant Association reported 80% of all restaurants use single-use utensils or bags. The association did not take a formal position on the bill. City staff say the rules will likely take effect next year. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Manitou Springs will keep its local mask mandate in place. The decision comes after the state lifted most of its mask order last week. Manitou officials say they want to keep the current rules in place as a precaution because of the town's heavy tourist traffic. People in Manitou Springs have to wear masks inside all businesses and outdoors in places where they can't stay 6 feet apart. The Front Range has thunderstorms again today and this evening, then some clearing tomorrow. This is CPR News.